Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to Sports Talk Sunday here in the Buffalo Water Cooler, aka Trenton White Sports. I tell you, you got the Bills tonight playing the New England Patriots. Most people say New England's going to roll them. New England's been on a roll, just beating everyone all year long, and they beat the Bills pretty good, but the Bills did make it interesting and come back and did score points in the Patriots. And now this is a game to where if the Bills win, this place is going to go bonkers, because now you really cemented yourself and have a very good chance, at least a 60% chance, I feel, to make the playoffs for the first time in 14, 15 years. It's a big night tonight. So our show's going to be pretty short, but we're going to get on some good rugby guys. We have John Neese, former Ken West alum, who is now out in California reffing rugby. And speaking of rugby, we also have Coach Matt Gugliana. I might have said that wrong. Gugliana, whatever, from Niagara U. I just called him and said, look, pronounce your last name so I don't butcher it. I told him, you know what, just forget you told me. I'm going to butcher it anyway. Forgive me, Coach, but we'll have him on about 8:20. Listen, rugby has been nothing but a success so far. The attention I'm getting is magnificent. Coach Conrad has gave me some numbers of guys to contact to talk to about the sport. They're excited. And I tell you, I should have done this last year, because I'm thinking there's so much potential with this rugby, not just here at Ken West, all over. And I'm all about getting on the show all week long. I want to be able to go on 7 days, well, not 7 days, 5 days a week like I used to, you know, and just talk about many different things that NBA I haven't talked about yet. We got an NBA show that we're going to start doing. We got Golden State going for 15-0 tonight. We got that happening. We got teams like my Sixers who look like crap. We got college football, Heisman Trophy talk. We got all types of stuff coming up. And we're not talking about it because I'm so interested in this rugby stuff now. I find myself looking up, trying to find out the history. I just found out today. And you know what? For all you rugby fans who said, oh, this guy just, you know, he's not serious. Yes, I am. And here's why. I just found out that President Bill Clinton and George W. Bush played rugby when they were in college. Incredible. So rugby is a growing sport. I've seen how there are 52,000 fans at the last event in Vegas. Think back in 2010, 2000, Solomon. It's a growing sport. And I'm looking and looking. I'm seeing that rugby is really a force now. It's just that no one wants to give it time but the people who played it who aren't playing anymore. Look, I was a football star in PA. Didn't play rugby. Didn't know much about rugby. I seen it. I thought it was cool, but didn't really get into it. But now the more and more I talk to guys, I start to realize that it's a pretty cool sport. I might have played it. There's so many kids getting into it, and it's a great avenue for kids because everyone can't play football. You guys know there's politics in football. Everyone can't play football. No matter if you have a 70-kid roster, everyone just can't play. What's the next outlet? Rugby. Doesn't mean they can't play football. There's just not enough spots. And you come to rugby, and it translates so well. And the people I've met so far in rugby are so nice, so gracious, and so thankful that I'm doing this, which makes me want to just do it more. But we're going to have John Neese come on and talk about what he's doing out in California. He's becoming a referee for rugby. And former player, find yourself out there out west, getting ready to, ref some good games. And hopefully, when you start out small and you grow. And I think he's looking for the big time. And I think it's good that we have guys from Ken West that can come back, give something back to the community, give something back to the kids who are playing now, so they can say, hey, you know what? If I don't make it after college playing for the U.S. team or whatever, I could ref, which is awesome. I think that's great. What better than a ref that played the sport? Great show tonight. Really quick here on this Bills game. Talked to a few people. They're like, Trent, what do you think about the game? Some call me Godfather. Of course, my radio name is Godfather. But a lot of guys are like, Trent, what do you think about the game? I say, well, look, if the Bills win this game, they're in the playoffs. Unless it's a monumental disaster. And I thought about it. The Bills had nothing but monumental disasters for 15 years almost. So they could blow it. They could win this game and still blow it. Can they sneak into the playoffs? Sure they could. Are they a dangerous team? I think sure they are. On paper, the Buffalo Bills are magnificent. They're a good football team on paper. Everything is there. Here's the problem. They get hurt way too much. Everyone gets hurt in the NFL. That's not an issue. Everyone gets hurt. But the problem is that the Bills seem to get hurt the most unopportune times. They get hurt so much. They could be on a roll. They get hurt. The Bills can be doing a number of things, looking good, and then they get hurt. You got Kyle Wilson out. Williams, for the season. You got good guys coming back. Look, if the Bills stay healthy, just got a quick chat on this. If the Bills stay healthy, they're going to make the playoffs. And Buffalo needs that because I'm personally sick of hearing about how you don't like the Bills, but you're the same guy buying season tickets. You love the Bills. It's your team. You don't want them to suck anymore. I totally get it. The problem is this. There's no, to me, stability at the top. I don't think Whaley's here next year. And, you know, I had Patrick Marone come on, and he said, look, he don't think he's here next year. If they make the playoffs, I don't know how he's not. He put this team together. If he's here or not, to me, depends on how bad they lose tonight to the Patriots, if they lose. If they win and slip into the playoffs, he's here. A lot of guys tell me, you know, Rex Ryan's cool. We like his personality, but he talks too much. Hey, you knew what you were getting when they signed him. Let's face it. I'd take him to my Philadelphia Eagles over Chip Kelly any day. You're talking about a bad football team, disappointment, giving away your good players, and then I get this? I'm more upset than the Bills fans because you guys got my running back. You got a good crop of receivers. You got good DNs. You got a quarterback that's getting his shot who's making the most of it. You have a first-rounder as his backup. On paper, the Buffalo Bills should be in the playoffs, but we're going to see. I just want to see what happens. And just for the record, for all you guys who don't know, when the Patriots come in, it's almost going to be a new-look Patriots from what you've seen when the Patriots beat you last time. They're the only team that I know in any sport that could lose a bunch of starters and have guys injured, that could bring up guys who we never heard of and still be successful. Telling you guys, look, this is going to be a time to where you better watch this game, and I'm going to be closely watching it. And I mean, yeah, you know, when the show's on when the Bills game comes on, so what? I'll be talking rugby because I'm going to be focused on rugby. But I'm going to be watching this game because it's very important. Very, very important. This game's huge. I don't think Bills fans realize how big this game is. And it's setting up real nice. You're on the national stage. Yes, you went to England and you nailed it. You look like the pitiful Bills that everyone thinks you are. You blew it. You lost to the Jaguars. EJ didn't help himself. But now you're on the national stage, and it's becoming crunch time in the NFL. And you're playing the big bad bullies who've been owning you since I've been in Buffalo almost, the New England Patriots. You have a chance to beat them. You have a chance to beat these guys. And you got to do it tonight, because if you do, it makes a statement that New England, your reign may be over. We're a threat. We're here. And it makes a statement to the fans. Look, we're for real. Keep believing in us. Doesn't matter to me. I don't like the Bills. I talk Bills. I'm a sports guy. I like my Eagles. And, yes, we suck. But I'm pulling for the Bills a little bit because I want to see these people happy. I can't tell you what it feels like to go through what you guys went through. And you're still going through it. I'm just saying, look, it's a big game. Let's give a big shout-out to high school football, South Park. And you guys know me. I don't back away from anybody. And so when they beat the 62-game winning streak of Maine Idwell, whatever you call them, I watched them before they beat Sweet Home a few years ago. They're a good team. 62-game winning streak. Only to have a guy go on Twitter and say the refs were terrible. No. Listen. If you want to say the refs were terrible, you were on a 62-game winning streak. I'm sure you got a lot of calls that went your way to help you do that. A remarkable feat. Not one respected by me. And here's why. I will say this till I'm blue in the face. If you're any team, not just the team South Park beat, 62 games, that tells me one thing. Either you're the most dominant team that should be playing a level up, but you're staying down, and you're just whooping everybody, and people just can't match you, or something's going on. Look, it's a good team. I'm not taking that away. But 62-0, maybe I'm nuts. I just don't see it that way. I think that's insane. It's crazy. But then when you finally lose, to go on Twitter and say the refs were terrible, and to blame the refs for your loss, look, it was going to end. What, you want to reach 100? It's not going to happen. South Park, to me, is the best team in Western New York. The best team. Period. They are the best team. Even if they lose. If they lose the title game, they're still the best team. I told Coach Delaney when he was on this show, you're the best team in Western New York. And you're going to go far in the playoffs. I told him that because I see what kind of team that is. It's a very good team. But to have Maine just come up and go on Twitter and blame the refs and pretty much not get South Park credit. Give me a break. Give me a break. 62 games and you didn't have calls go for you? Sure, come on, give me a break, man. Are you kidding here? So I got in a fight with this guy, of course. Yours truly, fight with a guy on Twitter, sticking up for South Park. That's just what I do. That's what I do. I do it all the time. Had some guys talk about Chickawaga. They got pretty much handled. Congrats to them for making it that far. But, you know, we couldn't go 2-for-2. I just love football so much. And I tell you, man, these guys who I just watch in football is amazing. It's just amazing. I'm so into football to where I take it to heart. I take it to heart when guys lose. I take it to heart when guys complain. And you may say, well, you had Samuel on. He's discussing the Bennett issue. Yeah, I had him on because it's two sides to a story. Look, I don't care who you are. If you have an issue, come on here and talk about it. Help us understand why you're complaining, because guess what? If you don't, we think you're crying. And he came on and explained it. And I had some parents write me and say, Trent, you know what? Now I get it. I thought that they were just sour grapes because they lost. No, he's going deep into the issues. So there's two sides to a story. You know, I'm not agreeing with how they went about it, but I get it. And it was more understandable. It was more understandable that he came onto the show, and parents understand now. No one agrees with it at all. Just feel bad. I just feel bad that this whole thing came up. But if you listen to that show, what he was talking about, there's some issues there under the cover that we need to pull that cover back and fix. That's all we need to do. Let's pull it back and fix it. That's all you have to do. I just hate issues and then you bring race into it. Look, I don't even talk about race stuff. I hate talking about that on this show. And if you listen to my shows in the past 4 years, I never bring that up, unless it's a big-time issue that needs to be talked about. Don't really want to hear about race. Don't really want to hear about it. I don't. Not all the time. Not unless it's necessary. And to me, it's about 50-50 on that. You know, was it necessary to bring in the race? No, but Section 6 made it to where you could talk about it because they avoided some things that they should have done to actually, you know, not have this come up ever. Real quick, though, we have rugby guys coming on. John Neese, you know, he's out in California, and I don't know if he's surfing or what, but this guy needs to come on here because I got the coach coming on from Niagara U, and the coach beats him to it. John got to wait. Trying to read here, guys. Sorry about the pauses, but I'm reading some emails got coming in. This rugby thing's taking off. I'm so excited for two reasons. I'm excited because I'm going to see rugby up close. I'm excited because I'm going to be able to talk to coaches. I'm going to be able to probably go to some rugby games for the pro games. I'm going to be able to see some of these kids from Kenmore West, Orchard Park, wherever, go to the next level. I'm excited just for that reason. I mean, I'm talking to a former alum who's going to be a ref. I got a coach coming on who played some good rugby back in his day. Yeah, I'm ready to go. So ready to go. Parents are into it. And you know what? I will say this about the rugby parents. There's been so much support. There's been feeling so much support. And it's almost overwhelming because they appreciate it. And when you cover football, you know, yeah, they appreciate it, but football is a big sport. Everyone wants to talk about football. Everyone wants to talk about basketball. But rugby, I put in the same category as hockey, as a very humble, very gracious group that just wants you to talk about them and highlight their kids. Totally get it. I totally get it, and I think it's great for the kids. I think it's great for the kids because what happens is when you actually think about it, you know, just talking to, like, Miss Racka, you know, Miss Hawk, every year, talk about rugby. And I didn't appreciate what I had until I actually started talking to these rugby guys. And just having these guys come on and talk about it, it's teaching me something. Just got a text from your boy, Matt. He said he's on. He'll be on in a few minutes here. Excuse me, not Matt and John will be on in a few minutes here. But as far as the rugby goes, listen, the parents are gracious. You know, and I'll be honest, I got a lot of football parents. I interview a lot of top kids in the country, top, you know, five-star recruits who are going to big schools. They're happy, but not like rugby guys. Rugby guys are just so much different. And I'm not, you know, people say, oh, why are you honking on rugby? Because rugby is the sport to where I would watch and want to know more about. Here I have a great opportunity to meet some of the great people who played rugby and meet some of the great people who want to make this sport grow. And it's growing. It's growing. And, you know, I'm thinking about letting my kid play rugby. I'm thinking about it. But, you know, you guys know me. I'm a big-time safety guy. And, you know, my son has some college guys looking out for football. And I'm not going to risk that because I don't got those kind of pockets to pay for any education that's going to be like 40 grand a year. And this is not going to happen. I have two. I have two boys who are athletes. So get that scholarship, get that education, whatever happens, playing football happens. You know, that's one thing. But I was really excited about what rugby's doing. Rugby is starting to get people in there to where colleges look at rugby players. Kind of shocked me a little bit because you don't hear about it. The Buffalo News doesn't talk about it much at all. They want to jump in the bandwagon after the fact. But there's kids who are playing college rugby right now. There are kids like John who are doing officiating right now, and you think they will cover it. And the reason you think they will cover it, Buffalo, since moving here, is always a place that cries, oh, well, it's me. People just know it's for snow. But you don't support your own guys who are doing things, and so what? It's not in hockey and football. If it's in rugby, if it's in baseball, if it's in tennis, whatever, cover it. Take pride in these guys. I'm not even from Buffalo. I live here, but I'm taking pride in these guys who I'm going to have on tonight. I think it's awesome. I think it's great. I'm just shocked that some of these bigger, so-called bigger, quote-unquote, sports venues, papers, don't cover these kids. Quick note before I get John and Coach Matt on. Got a few emails about something I said three shows ago. And, of course, the guys don't call in. They hit me up with emails. They want to talk smack, and they don't want to come on there and tell me. Listen. For all you Redskins fans, let's get something straight right now. When I was talking about your boy, RG3, or RG, where is he at now, I was saying this. The running quarterback days are kind of over. It's going to come down what's between your freaking ears. It's going to come down to your arm. And all I said was, RG3, great athlete. Not taking nothing away from this guy. But I said, when he was drafted, he'll do well the first few years until he starts getting popped. Now, if you can remember, years ago, I said that. And then I said it about Kaepernick. And then you want to say to me, well, what about Russell Wilson? Are you kidding me? Two different types of guys. All I said is this. A running quarterback is nothing more than a running back. And for all you Redskins fans who get offended, tough. That's why you got Cousins and you guys stink right now. When you should have been drafting a quarterback that has football sense, a football mind, who can read the field. Tom Brady couldn't beat me in a race if I was running doing a handstand. But you see what he does? He picks teams apart because he knows the game. He knows the game. So you could take offense to me talking about your boy RG3, who's not even playing. To me, he's done. Look, I don't wish anyone any bad news, but the bad news is already written. I wrote it a few years ago. genius once again for all you fans who are badgering me, saying I'm a hater, saying all these things about me, sending me nasty emails about your boy RG3. And guess what? I won again. Don't like to brag, but you make it easy. So don't send me emails hiding behind your words. Come on my show and own what you're telling me. Because you're not calling in right now, one, because I won't take your call, probably. And number two, guess what? I was right. Your boy's a bum. He's sitting on the bench. The Redskins stink. And Kaepernick stinks, too, in San Francisco for all you 49er honks. Who want to get on me for getting on him? I was right about him. The quarterback position, if you could run as a quarterback and could do nothing else, you are going to fill seats. That's what they want you to do. And you'll do that for a little bit of time. But when it comes down to when you can't run anymore and you got to use your brain and you can't do this, you can't do that, it's going to come out if you can't play the position. Be back on this 30 seconds left in this rant. But some technical issues. I got John and Matt waiting right now, waiting to get them on. So just bear with me for a little bit longer. Been having issues with this server down in New York City. I was going to cancel the show, but I can't do it because I want to talk to these guys about rugby and see what they're doing and see how they're doing to grow the sport. So back at this rant. And once again, you ruined my show pretty much because I didn't want to even talk about this because you guys find a way every time to make me actually talk about this stuff. But I ignore my emails and I just go through them and I ignore them. And I don't know why I give my email address out. But if I'm going to be a host talking, I want to hear your responses. And I do hear them. This don't make any sense. So, to all you RG3 guys, Kaepernick, whatever, now you heard what I said. Do not email me anymore about your sorry quarterbacks who are riding the bench because they can't play quarterback because now they got to think and everyone knows they're going to run or their legs are gone. The running quarterback is dead. Period. And don't give me Russell Wilson. He's a good quarterback that passes first. And if he needs to run, he'll do it. Why am I wasting my time on you guys? Got a quick text. I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. Not crazy at all. Look, I talk to, you know, Hall of Fame NBA players, NFL players, top high school talent, Floyd Mayweathers. And I got to put up with these guys. Emailing me from places like Kentucky, D.C., Wisconsin, Ohio, because I have nothing else better to do. You're the reason why I don't take calls. Exactly. You are the reason I don't take calls for certain reasons. I told Jim Rome. I see why Jim Rome now takes calls when he wants to. I always wondered, you know, why don't Jim Rome take calls? I get it now. I totally get it. Big as awesome that he doesn't. Incredible. Incredible. And I'm going to get more emails about this, but guess what? I'm not going to acknowledge it this time because what happens is I get sidetracked a lot. I got a lot of things coming up. I have things coming up for certain things that, you know, we're going to have to talk about. But I tell you what, every time you guys email me, I just love it because I like getting you back at it. You got my number. Call me in. You know, put your name beside it, say where you're from, and what I'll do is I'll take your call. But guess what? If you get hammered on this show and get put in your place, don't be mad at me and send me emails. So right now what we're going to do is get on John Neeson, the coach, Matt on from Niagara University Rugby. We're going to have them on right now. We're going to have you guys on at the same time because with these issues with the server, I just got you guys to where I was supposed to get Matt on maybe like 10 minutes ago. So for all you guys who are waiting, thank you. We're going to get these guys on right now. John Neese and Matt, the coach at Niagara University. We're going to have them, and we're going to talk some rugby. And if you want to call in. Call in and talk to these guys because I want you to because these guys are good guys. They're going to talk rugby. I may ask a lot of questions. That's what I'm going to do because I want to know the sport. So what we're going to do is have these guys on right now. Sorry, guys, for waiting so long to get you on, but I had to do a rant. Guys just make me so mad on this show sometimes about things I said a year ago, 4 weeks ago, whatever. But Matt,
no problem.
Coach Matt from Niagara University and John Neese, welcome, guys. I got you guys on at the same time. Wasn't supposed to be that way, but, you know, things happen. But when things mess up, I can make it work. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey,
thanks,
Chris,
for having
how
me.
How are you, buddy?
Good, man.
Hey,
how are you
hey.
Doing, Neese?
Doing all right.
Great.
Oh, man.
Good to hear
Never
from you.
Oh, man, see, this is going to be great. Now, this is like a rugby roundtable. See, things work out for me great. You know, I get mad at guys. Things go down. I just keep running my mouth. I could talk all day, so I'm going to have to kind of calm it down to, you know, talk to you guys about rugby. But I'll tell you both this. Here's a guy that's a football guy. I love all sports. Always had an interest in rugby. Never had a chance to play it. Just so happened, when I moved to Buffalo, I'm in Kenmore area. There's rugby here. I know the kids go. Someone play football. Let me tell you something right now. Rugby's a good sport. A very good sport. I'm jealous I can't play it now. But having you guys on, I can live through you guys and the kids. So we're going to start with you, John. You're a former Kenwest alum. Now you're out in San Diego, California, and you're going to be an umpire. Go ahead and tell us how that journey got you from here on the East Coast at Kenwest all the way out there in the West Coast to be an official. How this all happened?
Well, like as you said, I was an alumni of Kenmore West. Coach Matt and myself, actually, we played on the first team that Kenmore had back in 2003. And, you know, we played in high school. Went on to play in Buffalo State and also Fredonia. And I actually started coaching before refereeing. I started coaching at Fredonia for the women's team. And, you know, I just kept playing rugby, and it got to the point where I could, you know, value my skills more as a coach and as a referee. So, you know, I just hung up the boots, so to say. And, you know, I was searching for, as far as a move to San Diego, I was searching for, you know, 12 months of rugby, and that's what they have out here. I mean, our season's just about to start. We're in preseason right now. So in about a month from now, it should be full swing, and, you know, I got to say, it's been great. Had a lot of help along the way. And, it's been a great experience. And I want to say, you know, don't feel like – Trenton, don't feel left out, like you can't contribute to the sport. You can still help out. I mean, you can learn the game. You can help coach. You can help referee, you know, be an assistant referee. There's a lot of things you can do to be a part of the rugby community because, you know, that's one of the things that really keeps it going is the support from families and, you know, people who aren't playing in the match, you know. So it can't exist without that. So, you know, don't think that you can't be a part of it.
Totally get it, John. Now let's introduce Coach Matt. Now, Matt, I called you like 5 minutes before I went on the air. I said, what's your last name? I said, I might butcher it. I'm going to not butcher it. And I said, Coach Matt Snyder, you. Like to have, you know, just get some information and background about you before we start talking some serious rugby here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I like John said, started playing at the first team at Kenmore West. We were very fortunate. We had a great coaching staff to help us out to start off. We had Bill Conrad on last week. And that was really what got us, what started the program period in our area. I was fortunate enough to be in his class, and he said, hey, you know what, you're going to play rugby for me. And I was like, I don't know about this sport. And then he put on a bunch of presentations, got all the families involved. Next thing we know, we're doing inside gym session practices, and you play once and you get hooked. And that's really how it all started. And then from there, 4 years at Kenmore West, it was great. Actually, John and I played together. He was my starting nine. I was eight, so we had we were next to each other a lot on the field. Developed even alumni games, got a good chemistry rolling for moving down the field.
Hey, guys, look, really quick, Coach, cut you off. Look, this is the first time I talked to you guys. Do not paint a picture of me of what I was saying before. I'm not a crazy radio guy. I just get a little bit heated with dumb emails, and I really go out to fans, so don't think I'm a bad guy. I'm not crazy. Look, I love rugby. I love it now, and listen, I'm not just jumping on your bandwagon. I've been liking rugby, but, you know, I didn't know about the club teams. I've seen people do it out back because where you guys practice at Lindbergh, I live right, you know, it's in my backyard, and I can watch it. But I never had or even knew that Kenmore had such a big rugby family to where I can just go talk to someone and just say, hey, I want to know more about the sport, but with you guys coming on, I'm learning. Because I have no idea what you mean by 8 and 9. So you have to explain that to me.
Oh, yeah.
Break down the positions and let me know what's going on there. But listen, I'm going to be with you guys, John. Like you said, I contribute. you don't know me, man. I'm going to be running rugby down people's throats. I'm going to be making big contacts. I'm going to have bigger guests on the show. I'm going to be promoting it. I'm going to be telling everyone who has ears who could listen about rugby and kids who aren't playing football, kids who don't feel they can make the team. You know what? Hey, you want to play you want to play rugby? Here's Coach Conrad. Here's this guy. Here's that guy. And when they hear this
show. I want to go back to a point you were saying before about the whole safety aspect. I know you mentioned you might want your son to play rugby, and I had this conversation a lot with parents back in Kenmore when, you know, Matt and I were coaching at Kenmore rugby. And, you know, there's 22 laws in the law book, and I'd say about 80% of them are all about safety. I mean, the tackle, you look at tackles in football as opposed to tackles in rugby, it's so much more technique. And when you take away the pads, you're also thinking about your own body more. And it's like, you know, guys like Matt who grew up wrestlers, you know, they make the perfect rugby players because you know how to technically take someone down and do it the right way while keeping yourself safe and them safe at the same time. You know, I mean, you see these collisions in football, and there's, you know, you can dive at someone's knee in football and they'll never walk again, and you might get a 10-yard penalty. You know, whereas in rugby, you leave your feet and just dive and don't wrap it up, you're going to get thrown out. And who knows what the sanction's going to be on you. You know, it's all about player safety.
Yeah, you know, Matt, as a coach, you know, you come at from at a, you know, you're going to come at it from a different view as far as you're actually coaching kids. So my question is, when you go out to recruit rugby, what are you looking for? Kids who played football and maybe aren't making it in football and they should try rugby? Or are you going to have to straight up just rugby kids who played in high school? Since rugby's not that big in this area yet, it's growing, but do you have a hard time recruiting, and do you have to leave New York State?
Really, I'll start with just what I look for in a player. Whether you played football, wrestling, did basketball, soccer, these are all attributes that help you in one aspect or another on the field, because rugby is really a mixture of all of it. I mean, wrestling is huge in the forwards, which are your bigger, kind of more your linebacker, anywhere from linebacker to defensive end, even tight end stature of individuals. Whereas in the back line, which is very skill-oriented, not to take anything away from a skilled forward, you have more of, you know, your basketball, your soccer players that have really good hand-eye coordination and from hand to the foot, too. But really what I look for in a player is coachability. I mean, you could be the best player in the world, but if you don't want to be a sponge, you're going to make it very difficult to learn this sport. And it's a different mindset, really. It's 15 guys on a field going against 15 other guys. And if you think individuality is going to get the job done, it doesn't. It's very team-oriented. And the guys that pick that up, those are the ones I'm looking for. Now, in terms of, if I can get my hands on a high school recruit that – has been playing 4 years of rugby, absolutely. I was very fortunate. I had a guy that I got a chance to coach his senior year at Kenmore West with John, Matt Coles, who now is my starting 10, which is basically like your quarterback for a rugby field. He's calling the shots on the field. He's your main kicker. At the same time, he's your best passer. He's really your decision maker.
I remember many nights after practice with Matt at Crosby Field setting up penalty kicks. I mean, we'd bring the whole bag of balls, just him and I, and he would go until it got dark, and he would just practice a kick to goal, and it's really paid off. Like, I can't emphasize it any more than Matt did about coachability. Just, you know, being able to take the information and knowing that it is you can't win by yourself. There's no superstars.
Right. Because there's always a bigger fish, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and you guys have a great point. You know, that's what I like about this whole thing right now. I mean, it's all about the team. In football, it's about the team, but they emphasize more on the individual. If you're a star quarterback, you're the guy. If you're a star running back, you're the guy, receiver, et cetera. In rugby, it seems like everyone has to do their job to win. My question to you, Coach, and John, is this. You know, I got an email when people knew the show was coming up and said, hey, is there going to be more rugby for city kids? Because some city kids don't want to play football, and there's no other avenue right now for them as far as playing a sport where they could use their speed and just learn something else. And from what I'm seeing, it's good discipline for these kids. So how do you see this growing? Is it going to grow like hockey to where it's mostly people with money, or does rugby kind of cross those financial lines and status lines as far as, you know, playing the sport?
Absolutely not. Don't get me wrong. Hockey players do make really good rugby players because their gap recognition is huge, taking advantage of the three-on-two, but it's not financially, it's not going to be like that. All you need to play rugby is a pair of boots. Most teams will do like, hey, we'll have a dues for like an entire season. They'll work out payment plans. If, like in my case, I have guys that are going to school and working on top of it, and, you know, we'll just iron it out with dues. But I'm really glad you brought that up, because one of the things is, like, when John and I played at Kenmore West, it was Kenmore West rugby. At this point in time, we're starting to see more of even a regional shift, because now it's Kenmore rugby. There's guys from all over Kenmore into Buffalo. It's a club. It's not necessarily associated with just one school, although we may get some of their facilities at one point or another. So I'm really glad you mentioned that. Clubs in the area are starting to develop like that. And for guys that are right on the cusp of maybe 17, 18, and maybe they're farther away and can't really make that trip, there are men's leagues that are actively recruiting, you know, in multiple different regions, actively recruiting these guys that are going to be studs, you know, that just need a team to get into and start playing. So it's becoming more regional, like you'll see in different countries. It's not just associated with one school.
And another thing on that, I mean, if you had an athlete walking through Delaware Park, you know, and you saw Buffalo Rugby Club, or you were at Mank Park and you saw the Misfits Rugby Club, if you were anywhere in Buffalo and you saw a rugby team training, I encourage everyone, just go talk to somebody right then and there and just ask if you can practice with them. No one is going to turn you down. And a lot of the things that new players that often fear is, you know, I don't know the game and stuff, but everyone who's on your team knows exactly what that feels like. And no one's going to turn you away. You don't get cut from a rugby club. It's not so cut and dry like football. I mean, you know, I encourage any player, if you see a team training, just go talk to them and, you know, say, hey, I want to try rugby, and they'll welcome you. You know, any club will.
You know, I'm glad you said that. So let me ask both of you guys a question. When you start growing and when you become a real permanent staple in this area and regional, to where it's serious business now. Now schools are wanting to add rugby to their program. Let me ask you a question, though. You're welcoming guys now because you want to grow the sport. When you get to that point where you're established to where everyone knows about it, you're in the Buffalo News, you have guys going to school left and right, you're competitive, you're traveling to these other states, beating good teams like you guys are doing now, will you have cuts? Like, how many guys do you normally have on a team? I mean, what's the roster size?
It depends who shows up.
Is there a second string? Is there a third
string? Some years you'll have 30 guys, some years you'll have 60 guys. And you just play as many matches as you have for guys. I mean, everyone gets playing time. No one's going to be left and cut out. I mean, of course, when rugby gets more competitive, you know, you might be a reserve for a team and they might not put you in. But it's, you know, there's always extra games. There's never just one rugby match, you know, on a Saturday.
Yeah. And it's totally a different mentality. It's not one and done. And just because you're a reserve one week, that's another thing, too. I was very fortunate. I got a chance to play in Australia, and I got injured the first week I was there, and I missed the first match. And that meant that basically the coaches hadn't seen me play, so they automatically just put me as a reserve for the next match that was coming up, which means I could come in as a sub. Well, coming in as a reserve it's not a slight in rugby. It means, you know what I mean? It just changes the way you're going to look at a game. You know what I mean? The top 22 are the people that are going to be starting that week. And just because you didn't make the top slot doesn't mean you're not making it next week. It's very strategic based on the team you're facing. It may very much affect the lineup or what kind of style of play you're going to be doing for that week. So it's just because you're not starting one week, it's the best man for the position that week. It is constantly competitive in that sense for the starting 22.
I think Matt can agree with me on this. Sorry to cut you off, but Coach
fine.
Gene Adams, Bill Conrad, Rob Jenkinson, all our coaches, our first year, instilled in us just the notion that, it, you know, if you come to practice and you put the work in, you'll play. If you don't come to practice, you don't show your face, even if you're the the star. I don't, you know, if you were Johnny Wilkinson, you didn't come to practice Tuesday and Thursday, you're sitting. You're not going to play. You know, it doesn't matter. You put the work in, and you get what you put in, you know?
Yeah, you know, I mean, this sounds great. And, look, I can't wait to probably hook up with you guys and go to a game. I have family out in Monterey, California, John. So, I mean, if I ever get out there, I would love to see a game. But let me ask you a question. What's it going to take for the U.S. to really I talked to Coach Conrad about this. You know, soccer started out real slow. Soccer's actually really big now in the United States. Some thought it would never get there. What's it going to take to try to draw some of these big games? Like if you can get in New Zealand or somebody down the road, what's it going to take to get those guys here so they could really put rugby on the spotlight? Look, NBC covers certain games, but what's it going to take to get those big guys here? Or are you going to start seeing a thing like you see in soccer, players who get a little bit older, who played overseas for Germany, for Real Madrid or whatever, and then as they're older, they come here and play in the in our soccer league? You know, it's a big draw, but will that start happening in rugby, like the top players who are getting a little bit older, can't make the teams over there, they'll come here where they'll still have, you know, good ability. Is that going to happen here, you think?
Well, the reason you see teams travel here to play us is because, you know, they think that our side is worthy of a match. I mean, you know, you're not going to travel across the world, you know, just to roll somebody 100-0. I mean, teams are going to start showing up when we give the competition. And there is rumors again, you know, for another pro league coming out next year. We'll see what happens. I mean, I think once we get more athletes, like, you know, our star athletes in other sports involved in rugby. I mean, can you imagine LeBron James with a rugby ball running at you full speed? Who's going to tackle that guy? You know, I mean, really, we need to get our great athletes to try rugby. And, you know, it's, Not that you could say you could just switch one day and be a great rugby player, but we have to get kids involved, and you know, that's really what it's all about, just starting from the bottom up.
Yeah, you hit it on the nose.
Coach,
I mean, a couple
of
years back.
Coach, for you, Coach. Coach, I got a quick text here. What about the safety? Are you telling me there's no concussions or no injuries? Parent just texted me that because they're listening to the show and they're saying, you know, you don't have any equipment. How can you not get injured? She's more concerned about, you know, the injuries are, you know, as far as the kids. So, of course, there's injuries, but the numbers, do they match up with football or soccer? Because it is a collision sport to a, you know, to an extent. But do the numbers match up for those parents who are now concussion crazy? Because let's be honest, the NFL is finally looking into concussions, and everyone's getting kind of scared away. Numbers are going down in low league football. Soccer's even getting a bad rap now. They're saying you get more in soccer than football. And so where do you guys stand there? Because you're going to get a little bit of that criticism.
Oh, of course. But you know what? It's any contact sport, you're going to have that. And, of course, it's starting – so just from experience in terms of starting at a younger age, committing the muscle memory. And when I say that, I mean doing a form tackle over and over again. In football, your head comes across the body when you make that tackle. In rugby, that's not the case. You're trained right off the bat. It's called cheek-to-cheek. Basically, you're putting your head behind their body, put it that way, so that you're not putting your head on the line. For anybody that's listening that's a wrestler, it's essentially a double-leg takedown, what you're doing just full speed. Injuries do happen, but it's not as frequent as various other sports. I don't have any statistics for you on it. However, I mean, I got to play for 10-plus years. I've had my share of injuries. At the same time, it's just part of the game. Now, is it as latent as football where every single hit you're putting your head into somebody's chest if you're making a block and you're pressing out? You know, are you lowering your shoulder and dropping your head? No, you don't have that situation in rugby because most of everything is with your shoulders. There is some head contact. It's going to happen, but it's really, I mean, it's not as prevalent as in football.
Let's put it this way. On a football game, you get, 7-on-7 right on the line. Every snap, they're making contact with each other. All the players on the team are making contact with each other. In rugby, you can only tackle the guy with the ball, and you can only make contact with another player if they're near the ball or over the ball and creating a ruck, right? So even though there's more players on the rugby pitch, there's actually less contact each play, I mean, each phase. You know, you think about a football play, almost every player on the field makes contact with another player every time they snap the ball. So, I mean, just looking at it that way, there's a lot less contact in rugby.
that's a great point because. Go ahead, Coach.
All right. I mean, it's all like you were saying right there. It's all situational too. It's not like you're getting, you're going to get your good hit every now and again, but it's not like you're an outside linebacker taking on a crack block from that big, you know, like a big wideout, you know, where you just don't see it coming. Right. Most of the time, when you go into a contact situation in rugby, you know what you're in for already, and you've already prepared for it. And that's why it's so important to get these guys at a younger age starting to do the form properly. You know what I mean? Cheek-to-cheek tackling, getting the footwork lined up and putting your body in the position to make the tackle and your head in the proper alignment as well.
Well, Coach, you know, saying that, I'm glad you guys brought up the safety aspect because when I got that text, I was saying to myself, you know, if I go out, because I'm going to go out and talk about this and people are going to listen and people are going to trust me and they're going to want to come out and try this. And I have no problem with spreading the sport because I think it deserves it. I just gotta be able to answer those questions when they ask them because a lot of people think they see rugby, they see the tackling, they don't understand the technique you guys use, and they're saying, wait a minute, there's no helmets because they're used to seeing football, and a lot of people get the misconception of rugby that it's like football. And it is to an extent, but not really. It's a totally different game. And so parents are a little concerned. So I'm glad you guys got that out there so parents who are listening can actually say, you know what, I'm going to have them try this sport. And injuries happen. Look, parents, let me tell you something right now. I don't care what sport it is. Injuries happen. My kids know that when they play football, when they're very young, and the reason they're good now, because I started them real young, but I told them, I want you to understand this. You can break a leg. You can break a bone. You can get hurt. Do you understand that? Yes. And when I see them, they can handle it, they get it. And I think you're right, Coach, muscle memory. Muscle memory is huge in any sport. But I have a quick thing for you guys. Let me ask you a question. If you have a kid out there and you see that he's like this really good, he stands out from everyone else, and you know he's going to go far. In football, you kind of get his name out there and you kind of have him go to camps. Like I send kids to camps all the time. My kids go to camps and you send them around the country to train with top coaches in colleges, and so they can see other athletes out there. Does rugby have that kind of system that where I could say, guess what? Not only am I sending kids for camps for football, I got camps in rugby. Are those
absolutely
camps out there?
Absolutely. There's a camp right now called the Eagle Impact Rugby Academy. There is a coach in Buffalo, New York, Mike Hodgins, who is also the coach of UB. He runs clinics like that. And also out on this side of the country, a gentleman named Salt Thompson, he's out of Arizona. He also runs clinics the same way. They go around the country and they travel and hold camps and clinics for high school players. And they, you know, they get them ready to play higher level rugby.
Yeah, and there's also, I believe there's still a U19 developmental side that's regional. Based in the area. I believe that is still going on. I know when I was in college, there was also a collegiate regional. They recently adjusted the college format, so there's a variety of different leagues now, outside of just your typical D3, D2, D1. But they're always scouting. He's absolutely right. And especially with the Olympics coming up, you're probably going to see a lot more sevens-based, which is it's not 15s, which we're talking about now. There's two different entities of the sport, two different types of the playing for the U.S. But what you're going to see in the Olympics coming up, you're probably going to start seeing advertisements for camps in the Northeast, or at least the rugby community, for sure.
Well, just really quick here. How far has the sport grown since you guys played? I mean, have you seen a huge difference just on this side?
Let's put it this way. Our first match that we ever played was against McQuaid because there was only Kenmore West and City Honors in all of Western New York. The closest team we had was in Rochester, McQuaid, and Fairport. And I remember our first game we got beat 70. Yeah, Western. We got beat by McQuaid 75-0, and I broke my nose. And I was like, you know what? I need to do this for the rest of my life. And I just knew right then. And you know, I knew that I had to help it grow. And I'm sure Matt can totally relate to this. I mean, we both stuck around and helped coach, and you know, it's massive now. There's over, I think, 15 teams in Western New York alone. I mean, and it's, if you average it out, it's a little over one team per year, you know, men's and women's rugby. So it's grown massively, I would say, in the last 10 years.
Well, we've witnessed
I mean,
even, you know, in the hometown.
Great. Go ahead, Go ahead, Coach. Coach, I have a quick question for you, Coach. Is there a paper out? Is there a rugby paper out? Because if I'm going to be covering this, my next thing, I'm always thinking, if this is going to, you know, I mean, 15 teams, it's time to get you guys a paper or something, like Rugby Weekly. I mean, is there any rugby paper out there, like Football Weekly for high school football? Is there anything out there yet?
No, there's just going to be stuff like website updates, things like that, like for the Empire State division and things like that. You know what I mean? Like the regional posts for that division's website. You're going to have standing.
Yeah, there's a few rugby online newsletters. I know GoffRugbyReport.com. That's G-O-F-F, RugbyReport.com. He does a lot. Alex Goff does a lot. There's This Is American Rugby. There's a few websites that do it, but nothing locally and nothing in a hard copy.
That's going to change. All right, we'll get on that quickly because I think if you got 15 teams on here and it's growing, I mean, it's only going to get bigger. You know, and the one thing I hate is just seeing, you know, you guys put a lot of work and time in here, and Coach Conrad and all the coaches involved all on West New York, and the kids are putting in hard work. It's not an easy sport. And just not getting the recognition locally that I think you guys should have, that's what made me want to really step up and say, you know what, if no one else is going to do it, I'm going to do it. And like I said, I pushed a few things aside just for this because I'm no dummy. I see what's happening here. Everyone's starting to play, and it's going to get bigger. And I think you're going to get bigger when you really start adding the biggest district in West New York is Buffalo. And when you start adding it there, I'm telling you right now, it's going to get super competitive. And I want to ask you a question, Coach. When is this going to be in high schools as a legitimate sports program for high schools?
Well, it's going to be as soon as they handle the insurance for it. There are still misconceptions about the injuries out there, and I believe that was an ongoing issue when we were at Kenmore West. It had to be a club because I believe the insurance for it was a larger demand.
I think that's ridiculous, and I tell you why. Because is it because you're not wearing equipment? Because football is the most dangerous one out there.
They don't know a lot about the sport because it's not very popular as other sports. I mean, they get the benefits of, you know, schools and they get the support from schools. But I think it's going to change very soon. I mean, once rugby kind of puts its foot in the door with the U.S., you know, like on the grand stage. I mean, once we get more things on TV, I think this pro league is really going to help next year. And I hope that it really does well because, you know, America needs rugby. It really does.
And correct me if I'm wrong, John, but I'm having a hard time remember, but I think that's exactly what one of the issues was. And I know at UB, just right there, because we were actually, when I played at UB, we were a club team then, even though we were D1, and we actually would have lost some funding from the school, I believe, going from club to Division 1, just the way that it worked out. So it didn't make fiscal sense for us to actually leave that club level.
Here's what I don't get. It's all, you know, people say it's not all about winning, but look, I cover enough sports in high school. Yes, it is. I'm from Southern PA. Football means everything. I mean, if you lose one season, two seasons, you're gone as a coach. Most coaches don't teach. It's a business, and don't let no one tell you any different. I think the reason rugby is not a sport, yes, the insurance, but I feel the schools think that, you know, what's rugby going to give us? You know, we want to hang up banners. We want to have a good program. That's what I really think it is, because if you ask me, if you're a club and Ken West is sending guys to school and you guys are traveling doing well, it makes no sense to me why you can't be a high school team if you're doing that. Club or a school program, I don't see the difference. And the reason I don't see a difference, because I know what's going on with you guys, and I heard when the kids travel, they play teams, and they're competitive. You guys aren't getting stomped anymore. So to me, by you showing you're not getting stomped, the program's growing, you can say what you want, Coach, about, you know, funding, but I don't get it. I think it's more than that, and I think if it's injuries, I point to football right away and say, are you crazy? There's been more football deaths by high school kids this year than a few years. I think they had 13 this year nationwide. I don't hear nothing about rugby. Yes, rugby's not as big, but is that even a possibility? I mean, when you hear that, Coach, don't you kind of get upset and say, look, stop the political correctness and stop, you know, playing with us. Cut the red tape. Make this a sport. It's growing. the kids are being taught. And if you make it a sport, I think it's a lot easier for you guys to get these young kids and start teaching them younger, like Pee Wee football. Don't you think that would help
you
out, Coach?
You know, Trenton.
Oh,
you know, Trenton, I have faith that rugby is going to take hold in America because, you know, it's a world game, and the main theme of rugby is selflessness. They call it the third half, right? Obviously, there's only two halves in a whole. But after every rugby match, the home team hosts the away team in a social. It doesn't matter if you're playing youth rugby, men's club rugby, you know, World Cup rugby. You embrace your enemies on the pitch after the match, and you become friends. And rugby teaches you so many things about life, and it teaches you to be a better person through selflessness. And I think it's only a matter of time before America realizes that.
Yeah, and that's the cultural shift of it. I mean, here you are on the field, and you really, you consider it going to war almost. You know what I mean? I mean, there was comments about the haka, and I'm at work, I'm fielding questions from my coworkers. Well, what's this haka and everything else? And it is, you know what I mean? And that's just one of the cultural aspects of it. But after that match, you just go to war with somebody, and then you're going, you're breaking bread with them, so to speak. And, you know, when John and I played next to each other on one field, the next day we could be playing across from each other. But after that match,
boy, that was not fun.
Yeah. but that's just it. You know what I mean? That's the thing. You could be, especially for regional squads, you know, during the year, you know, we could be playing our hated rivals, but 3 months from now, when we're all playing on one team, oh, geez, we're best buds, we're building chemistry, and the next thing you know, it's just developing. As at this point in time, I have friends on multiple continents. I have friends all over the country because of this sport. And the connections are limitless. People find their careers due to rugby. It's really interesting to see because now, you know, if anybody is looking to travel and be like, I'm just picking a profession out here. But if there's somebody that wants to be a physical therapist on the West Coast and needs to get an in, I have like five friends that are out that way. If I have anybody in that program from my from the college that I coach at now, if anybody at NU needed to travel for something else, I could get on the horn in a minute, and I know I could contact a local club in that area, and somebody would reach out to them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean it's awesome. Unprecedented, the amount of support, and, you know, it really is a small, tight-knit community. The other day I had the pleasure of refereeing a match between San Diego State University and an Aboriginal under-20 Australian touring side. And after the match, I was talking to their number 9, Brendan, and, you know, he told me he was also a referee as well, and it turns out that he knows my friend from Buffalo, New York, Tim Anderson, who is also a referee. So here I am in San Diego refereeing a team from Australia, and one of their players knows a referee from Buffalo that I played against and refereed with. So it's just, it's endless, the connections and the possibilities. You go all over the world, and you'll find people that you know.
Guys, this is awesome. You know, I've done a lot of shows, but there's not been a show where I kept my mouth shut so much and listened. I'm always going, but this is awesome. I just can't wait to get more interviews and just see the game and watch the game grow and try to be a part of that. Gotta give you guys a minute left. If you can make a statement to the public who's listening about why they should play the sport and how they can support you, just go ahead and give them that minute. Coach, I'll start with you.
Well, one big thing, I know we're at Niagara University, we're really trying to reach out more and more to high school athletes. So any of our night games, we've been encouraging people to come out and come. The culture at Niagara University is phenomenal. The team was actually founded in 1976. The alumni are constantly helping. There's two scholarships that they have for incoming freshmen. As well, they're always contributing money, and the university has really welcomed the sport and really embraced it, especially as we're getting more and more competitive. I think it also speaks to the area quality of rugby that's developing in this area because we pick up a lot of guys from the area, and our team in 08 to, you know, in fall of 08, we moved from D3 to D2. I wasn't coaching with them then, but at that point in time, they started going on a roll, and now we're seeing all these influx of actual experienced guys who've got who've got a couple of years already under their belts, and the team's just getting better and better. At the same time, you see rugby giving back to the community a lot. So it's the support that you're giving to the sport comes back around. Like, it's a requirement at my university that they do community service. So they're constantly doing that. And then as well, because it's a tight-knit college community, you're seeing a lot of good culture between multiple sport teams. Like the hockey team comes out to support the rugby team. The rugby team goes to support the hockey team. And the attendance is just unreal for those night games. So in terms of the growth of the sport, it's getting huge. It's getting bigger. It's one of those things where, you know, ask the questions. There's nobody on a rugby field who's going to say no to trying to tell you about the game. It's something that's awesome, and, you know, it really can teach you a lot of those life values, like John was saying earlier.
Good stuff, Coach. John?
Just to bounce back on what Matt said, it'll put you in the best shape of your life. You'll make some of the greatest friends you'll ever have, and they'll be lifelong friendships. And, you know, hopefully you're fortunate enough, like Matt and I, to travel the world and, you know, see how the culture really is the same no matter where you go. Whether it's across the country or across the globe, you're going to feel the same sense of camaraderie and support everywhere. And, like I was saying before, if any players out there, former players, anyone who wants to get involved with rugby, you know, just reach out to your local club. Study the laws, become a referee, you know, become a coach, just help. That's really what it's going to take for rugby to take off. You know, it's the game is so much more than what happens on the pitch. So,
good stuff,
I want to thank
so,
you for having me on, Trenton.
Yep, thank you very much.
Not a problem, guys. This is more than have you on. I want to be part of the family, so I hope I made two new friends today to where, you know, hey, I want to be part of this. So, you know, I'm going to talk to you, Coach, after the show. I'm going to talk to you, John, and we're going to get this going. I feel like I played rugby, but I didn't. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to, just trying to be part of the team here, man. But look, I believe in it. I like what you guys are doing, and I think the sport, it's an interesting sport. And, you know, I tell you, I just want to learn more and more about it. I got to watch more games. What we need to do is get me out to Niagara University for these games so I can see them up close, talk to some of the players, Coach, if you don't mind, and cover your games, man.
That would
you
be
can come out to Southern California as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, John, I guess
it's,
I know where I'm going to visit.
It's a little
right?
bit cheaper going to Niagara than Kenmore, so, you know.
See, here's the thing, you know, if Matt got on a plane tomorrow and said, hey, I'm in San Diego, I would let him stay at my place. I mean, it's just without question, you know.
Yep.
So feel
vice
free anytime you want, buddy.
Absolutely. Open
hey,
door invite.
Well, look, all seriousness, though, I'm really going to, you know, I was talking to a few of my sponsors already. I really want to do this, and so we got to put something together to where my face is known, too, among the rugby community here, so they know, hey, I'm going to put rugby on. I want highlights. I want schedules. I want pictures. I want all that on here, and we're going to really push this around in the area.
Yeah, and what I would definitely would like to do is I'll get you in contact. I'm one of four coaches at MU. I mean, we have a phenomenal coaching staff. I can put you in contact with all those guys. We can get you really very involved with us, but not just us. I mean, getting you, you know, at the high school level, like what you're saying, and then other colleges in the area too. I mean, there's a lot. We have a lot of good teams in this area now that are just getting better and better and better. So,
well, guys, look, great interview. Great crowd of people listening. Some of these people, like I said, it's a national show, but hopefully you guys reached out and maybe changed minds about rugby and got some kids interested. But we're definitely going to work hard at it. Appreciate you guys coming on. Appreciate you guys, you know, taking time out of your day to come on the show to talk about rugby, to teach guys like me about it and the culture and just how things work here. And everything I heard right now is great, so I'm in 100%. I think you guys are doing a great job. I think you guys are kind of like the old guys now. You guys kind of started it, and now you have these guys come behind it. So you must have did a good enough job when you were playing. Even though you were getting beat 70-0, you know, you were doing something right to where kids drew an interest.
Yeah, that team, McQuaid, beat us for about 10 years. And a couple of years ago, Matt and I were coaching them, and we pulled off the win finally. So hard work pays off.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Look, Coach, John, I'll talk to you guys again. Coach, I'll be seeing you soon. John. you may have to wait, man. That's a long plane ride. It costs much money to fly these days. So,
hey, if you do visit, pack heavy because you're not going to want to leave.
Okay, I won't leave. Okay, hey, that sounds good to me. You know, especially if it's winter over here. But you know what, Coach?
It was 90 degrees today, so.
Yeah, rub it in, right? See what I'm saying, Coach? Yeah. This is your boy.
What is that?
All right, Coach. Coach, John, thank you guys for coming on. Great stuff. Coach will talk to you again. John will definitely talk to you again. Thank you for just, you know, coming on, talking about rugby. And tell everyone, look, rugby got a home with the Buffalo Water Cooler, Trenton White Sports. They got a home here. Anytime you guys want to have a guy come on or, you know, just talk about it, give me a call. Let me know. We'll definitely have any guy on that you guys present to me, okay?
Thank you so much for having me. And, again, I really appreciate for what you're doing for rugby in the area. This is what it's going to take to get more of the youth involved and actually just to progress USA Rugby in general.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Don't forget, guys, take care.
Go ahead, John.
Tons of female rugby players out there, too. They would gladly come on. So
I'm talking, you know what? Her name just slipped my mind. She's at Northrop Park. She's in Louisiana right now. We're going to have her on. The coach who coaches the girls team at Northrop Park. I think
she
played at Dartmouth. Yes. Yes. She already reached out to me. You guys don't take long. As soon as I posted rugby, boy, here came the rugby fans. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I said I was going to have Coach Conrad on. I checked my messages. I had about 50 messages, and I was shocked. I'm like, oh, my goodness, what's going on? And everyone's saying thanks for covering it. And, hey, it felt good. It felt good, man. It felt like I was doing the right thing, and people were so gracious and, you know, just thanking me for covering it. I'm like, hey, no problem. Don't worry. And talk to you guys. Icing on the cake. Hey, I'm in 100%. But I appreciate you guys coming on, and this is going to be a great ride. Coach, really quick here, when does your season start to where we can come to games?
Late August, and it's going to run, our last match was actually 2 weeks ago in Rochester for playoffs. So it goes right through November, and then Sweet 16 for Division II is in December. So, yeah, but for home matches, you're going to have that fall season every Saturday.
Not a problem. Not a problem, Coach. And, John, Coach, thanks for coming on. We'll have you guys on again, and we'll be talking rugby. So anytime you guys want to, like I said, come on, just give me a call.
Look forward to it. Thank
Sounds
you so
great,
much.
Trent. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right. Take care, guys.
Take care.
Boy, I tell you, that's great. Boy, what did I walk into? You know, I'll say to myself, you know, you kind of get in the rut when you're a sports show host, and you cover sports, you're doing the right thing, and you're like, I'm missing something. I'm missing one thing. Rugby's it, because I just want to be appreciated for what I do, because I do it for the love of the game and to help kids. I'm all about helping kids. But rugby, I mean, for any guy out there who doesn't want to play or doesn't want to even give it a shot, are you nuts? If I was 15 again, I would give it a shot just to see. It seems like there's so much teamwork involved. There's so much camaraderie. I mean, you heard the guy say they have friends all around the world. Rugby's a tight-knit community. My only concern for that is I hope that stays that way as the sport gets bigger, because when money gets involved and greed and ego, is that going to wreck the sport as it gets bigger? Hopefully not. Hockey maintains its culture. Will rugby maintain its culture with the U.S. players? Let's be honest. We're more aggressive here. There's so much crap on TV. People want to be the tough guy. They want to be the guy. There's so much stuff on TV now to where, is that going to still be maintained in rugby when it grows? Hopefully it will. And with guys like Coach Conrad, Coach Matt, and John, and all the other guys, I think it's in good hands. But I'd like to thank you guys for listening. We got the Bills game on tonight. We're going to have to cut the show a little short, but I appreciate it. If you didn't hear the show, want to hear it live, or pass it on to your friend, it's going to be posted on my page, Trenton White Sports, on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter at TWMedia44. I just got it back up. I'm looking for a lot of rugby guys to follow me on Twitter. Thank you guys for listening. Coach, Matt, thanks for coming on. See you guys later.